This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitchell Finley live, 106.7 The Fan. We are out here in Laurel, Maryland, Eastern Motors. What road are we on? Route 1?
No, I wouldn't. Route
198.
Laurel, something, something, something.
We're right by the Laurel racetrack. But right now we're going to get to the Rude Guest Hotline, talk to our boy, Mr. Barstool, Nate. Nate Dogg, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, shout out Laurel, Maryland. Let's go.
Dude, so we are here at Eastern Motors. I am guessing, even though you haven't lived in the area in a while, you know the Eastern Motors song.
Oh, brother. I mean, yeah, I lived down there my entire life.
Hit it for me then. Drop some bars.
Like, where your job's your credit? Are you guys getting job applications? What's happening?
Might get cars. I don't know.
Might get cars,
dog. Might do it all. We are
got
here.
Got a little Porsche sitting down there on the showroom floor that I like.
Terry McLaurin is set to do.
I know Laurel all too well. I love that area.
Terry McLaurin is set to do a commercial shoot here today, and then we're hoping we get to talk to Terry a little bit. And that is the plan for now. So we're out here live. We'll get to Terry. Let's start with kind of the big news that just dropped that Commanders are going to retire Art Monk's jersey.
James,
how exciting is that?
Arthur Monk.
Yeah, it's great. I can't remember. Maybe it was you, JP, that just tweeted, like, new ownership once again. They're going down the list of things that need to be remedied. It's like first they fixed the leaky stadium, then they fixed up, you know, the practice field, and then they moved on to the jerseys, and now they're like, all right, they fixed the Sean Taylor situation. Now they're like, all right, we got to take care of our players from the past. Let's start with maybe the best wide receiver to ever play this position for this team, Art Monk. That man deserves his number retired, so they did it. They are just checking off every single box. I mean, Art Monk's been in the Hall of Fame since 2008, and Dan Snyder pretty much slapped him in the face every chance that he got. So I'm very happy for Art Monk. He's getting the recognition that is long deserved by the team that Dan Snyder refused to give him. I'm quite happy for him. And it's they're doing it. The game that they're bringing out the throwbacks for the first time. So I'm betting money line. I'm betting the spread. I'm betting the alt spread. I'm betting every prop over.
You already ready, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we lose that game, I'd be stunned. You don't lose the throwback Art Monk retirement game.
No. Dude, and I'm curious.
Man, you already lost enough in Vegas, dog. You got to save some of your money.
I'm curious, too. If I think the Harris Group is doing a really good job of blending, of bringing the past back, but also like making it clear we're Commanders now, but we still love everything they've done. I think they're doing a hell of a job.
I think they're doing
trying
this,
to bridge that gap.
They're intertwining them. That's what they're trying to do. I think what they're trying to do is make sure that these young guys here have a connect to the old, which was totally dismantled in the previous regime. You know, I yep. think that's the thing about it. Just having a conversation sometimes can be the biggest plus for one of these young dudes, or one of the guys from the past.
And the rebrand, I mean, you know, people still bring back the name. A lot of the old heads who are like, I won't root for the Commanders. But when you tie in everything that the old heads grew up with the new name and the new era, and, you know, as you just said, blend the two, little by little, it just becomes one, you know, they're going to completely blend together. And even though there is a new name, it's the culture, the Washington colors, everything is just going to become one again. It's not going to be the split, old and new. It's going to merge together. And I think they're just doing a fantastic job. It's little by little, but it's every single correct move, and this is just another great move.
Yeah, man. We are talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nate at Barstool Nate. And, of course, Rude makes the best HVAC equipment in the DMV. Yep. Who knows what is going to happen, right? Like, but this group does not make mistakes, and I think it's really been impressive.
So far, so good.
Totally. All right, so that gets us to Terry McLaurin. We saw the Garrett Wilson deal happen. Today is the actual deadline for players that are tagged to work out a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. If for tagged players, franchise tags, if you don't get a deal done by today, then you play on the tag. That's obviously not the case with Terry. He's not been tagged. He's got a year left on his deal. But today does feel like a deadline day around the league. How are you feeling about the McLaurin situation, Nate?
I don't feel great. I don't like holdouts when it's your guy. You know, I don't when it's a Watt brother or whatever. You look at it, you go, oh, whatever, I don't care. When it's your guy, Terry McLaurin, you don't feel great about it. I don't like that him and the ownership and Adam Peters aren't on the same page. And it's tough. And we've talked about it. You know, he's about to turn 30. All the data, which we know Adam Peters loves, shows that wide receivers fall off, you know, after their 30-year season. And then it becomes a question of, do you pay him, you know, the Garrett Wilson money, who's 24 years old, do you pay him that similar contract even though he's 6 years older? And do you do it out of like, respect for what he's done in the past? Or do you there's so many ways and angles of looking at, do you pay a player because of who they are, or is it just X's and or, you know, like numbers on the paper? Is it just it's so tough because like I think you have to give Terry the benefit of the doubt and say he's different. He's given everything to this team. He deserves the money, and that's how fans look at it. I don't want Terry to go anywhere. I want him under contract for life, but I understand the business and the football side of it too, and it stresses me out. It keeps me up at night. I haven't slept in weeks. I just want him under contract, but as I've said many times, I trust Adam Peters so much that I trust him to make the correct decision for the betterment of the entire franchise, and if that means this holdout has to happen, I guess it has to happen.
Well, I think when you look at it, the business of football, the business of football is he's productive. He finally got a legitimate quarterback. You see the numbers he put up with that legitimate quarterback compared to the other guys, and he still put up numbers with those other guys. Mm-hmm. I think when you start looking at Terry, Garrett got a 4-year extension. He probably wouldn't get a 4-year extension.
Right.
You know, because of his age. I think you could work things out in that manner where you're not going to do the length. But I think the average value is probably would be about the same.
Yeah, I think that's what you could take from the Wilson deal is the annual value, not the guarantees, not the years. Like, those are different. But I just think for a player of Terry's caliber, whatever discussion there was of maybe Mike Evans or Chris Godwin or, you know, T. Higgins, I just think – we see this every year, like the cost only goes up, and it only goes up as the summer continues because there's going to be more and more deals get done. Like, to me, it's just very clear that the floor is 30 for this deal.
Yeah.
And I think the reality.
And, you know, this team does not make the NFC Championship game last year without Terry and will not make it this year without Terry. Like, if they trade him, that's terrible for the organization. And I think everybody knows that. Trading your franchise player who has been through hell and back with this organization, who is a fan favorite, who deserves a statue built outside of the new stadium, trading him would be just terrible, awful. So that is, you know, a bargaining chip that Terry's camp has. And I'm just really, truly hoping that both sides sit down at the table. You know, I don't know if he gets top five wide receiver money. It'll be close if he doesn't get it. Maybe they pay a little more for one fewer years. They have to make concessions on both sides. I want this. It's July 15th. You told us a month and a half ago, JP, that you thought it would be done by today. I believed you. Now I'm worried because it's not done.
I said today, in my defense, I said today was the day to start paying attention because it's an actual deadline day around the league.
I think
these things can continue. It's not great.
I would say this isn't a hot take. I think he plays week one for the Commanders. I just want him. For all of our health, I want him signed now.
I get it. I think at this point, if you want this thing done, I understand that. I also, this is perhaps silly, but Brian and I are sitting at Eastern Motors. There's a commercial shoot set up. Terry's going to be walking around here. Now, Terry is a man of his word. He's a guy that does things the right way. He's not just going to break stuff off. But maybe I'm being naive. I kind of take that as a good sign. Terry's here. He's walking around in his 17 jersey.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I'm with you there. I didn't like that he was not in, you know, the promo shots for the throwback jerseys. I didn't like that.
But see, this thing about it, Nate, you gotta know the situation. When he was holding out, they did picture day on the day he was holding out. So he's not going to be in those promo shoots.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's Terry. Like, he is this team for the last 10 years. Like, he's done it all. And he re-signed and he dealt with.
You know how
all
quick
the
it
nonsense.
Takes him for him to take a picture once he signed and put him into the stuff.
You know what's going to be
very quick,
super exciting, is when they get Terry in that jersey and then post the picture.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my mind. It's going to be awesome.
I just today is a deadline day in the NFL, so I understand if folks want to.
Deadline day for people that were tagged, right?
Yeah.
Not for him.
Right. Agreed. Terry McLaurin is here in Laurel, Maryland, fresh off a trip to Italy. I don't think we should be overly concerned, but at the same time, you know, I don't think we need to be freaked out. I think they're going to get this done. It's funny. They're showing old commercials in the place. They got the Curtis Samuel one up there.
Arrivederci.
Nate, did you watch the Home Run Derby?
I most certainly did not, JP. How was it?
Why not?
Why
even with James Wood?
I have a take that it's people don't like it, but it's my take. It's my opinion. I loved Home Run Derby as a kid. I loved it. It's so much worse now. I don't know if they've changed the rules too much. I think it's too repetitive now. The camera shots were god awful. I couldn't get through 3 minutes of it. I followed it a little bit on Twitter. Last night I had like a very old person moment where I was like, these kids these days in their Home Run Derby, it's just not for me. I hope I come back full circle and I like it again, but I could
keep
not
being young,
watch
Nate. You don't help our old people.
No, I'm one of you guys now. I'm an old now.
No,
so
you're far from being as cool as we are.
I couldn't stomach it last night. I yearn for the days of yesteryear when it was 10 outs and Chris Berman. Last night stunk.
Bang, 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 bang.
That used to make me crazy.
I
thought I was watching a damn
Well,
duck.
Here's the thing. Now it's Carl Ravitch talking about exit velocity and launch angle.
Yeah,
I don't care about any of that.
That's because everybody wants to go analytics. They're giving you what you want.
The actual analytics broadcast was better than the regular broadcast, I thought. That was just me, I guess. But For me, when there's a national involved, I'm way more into it. And so having James Wood in it had me locked in. I wish James Wood had gone later, so it wouldn't have been just, you know, I think James Wood was eliminated by like the fifth or sixth guy. Yeah. So that's when I changed televisions. Have you watched Mobland, Nate Dogg?
I will say I did like the kid robbing the home run in the outfield. They should just put 7-footers out there and let people rob home runs. That would make me watch it again.
Some of that was funny. The way some of these guys hit it, and it's all about bat speed. Some of these liners, when they don't hit the home run and it just comes screaming off the bat,
yeah,
might be dangerous having those kids out there.
Hey, all those kids need to have some level of baseball.
Hey, we didn't talk to you last week, I don't think. Where are you at with the Nats between Rizzo getting fired and they take Eli Wills the other
weekend?
Night? Oh, did you? All right, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You think
well,
when you're not here, we don't talk to Nate?
I thought he was in Vegas.
He was happier to come on, he said, when you weren't here.
I thought he was in Vegas.
I talked to Toby. No,
he was only
you
in Vegas
on the
for
beach,
a
short stint.
He sucked in poker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough run,
terrible.
Huh? How happy were you for Cakes?
So the main event went terribly for me. It was my worst main event showing I've ever had. It was miserable, and I hated it. Cakes, though, 1-for-1 cashing the main event. Cakes did an amazing job. I was very, very – I breakfast with Cakes every day out there. Great human being, great poker player. I had a blast following Cakes and watching him do his thing. So even though I stunk, it was nice to see Cakes do well.
I think that's fair, buddy. I think that's fair.
I root for my friends.
Don't we all? You watching any summer league, Nate? I'm guessing no.
JP, I am very impressed with you, by the way. I think Beamish, he deserves a standing ovation. He said he watched his first ever full Wizards summer league game. I like that because I love the Wizards. I love the NBA. I watch a ton of NBA, and all I've really wanted is for the Wizards to be good and relevant and competitive again, and they're doing this rebuild the correct way. Ton of young players, ton of star potential on this team, and if JP's watching full summer league games, that means that something good is brewing. I'm very, very optimistic for our Washington Wizards. I am very proud of you, JP, and I hope that Washington becomes a basketball town once again. I would prefer them not be the Wizards. I think that's a stupid name, but if we're going to be the Wizards, I'm fine with it because I like what they're doing. I like what the GM is doing. I like that the organization finally is taking it seriously, and I think we have good things ahead for basketball in Washington.
All right. It's kind of funny the amount of rebranded sports franchises we have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Having this city. Like... No other city, I guess Cleveland's had, not that nobody's had any, but nobody's had the volume of Washington. Yeah. Even if you want, if you're an older person and you watch the Senators play forever and now you get the Nats.
They didn't have a team for so many years. That's not a rebrand. They just brought somebody back in.
Dude, for all the angst about the Redskins to Commanders name change, I think you can argue that Bullets to Wizards is worse. the actual straight up name, not getting involved in the politics.
The reason that they try to say it that make you go, it make you stop for this, pause a little bit. Like what? What the hell?
Right.
And also, and you know what? The Wizards logo, not like the just the basketball with the Washington Monument on it. I think it's awesome. It's just the name Wizards makes no sense. They don't even brand themselves. It's just red, white, and blue and Washington Monument branding. You don't need the name. They should literally do Washington Basketball Club. It would make way more sense than Wizards.
I don't disagree with you, but I like watching Trey Johnson shoot. I know that.
He can shoot.
I mean, just traded for Cam Whitmore. He's, Alex Saar getting 1,000 blocks. This team's sick. I like this team a lot.
The Wizards are on tonight, I believe, 8:30. So
live
might
tweet
be
it.
A 2-TV night.
Check it out.
Yes, sir.
NBA dude, that might be Chris Miles on the call.
Really?
I know he was calling games last night.
Do they call just any game, or do they have particular teams?
Well, he does NBA TV. The Wiz are on NBA TV tonight.
We'll check it out.
8:30. I'll be watching.
Let's see if he's – someone can check that out and see if he's calling.
I guess I could just text
him. We can reach out to him and see if he calls.
Yeah. We are going to talk some Wiz with Wes Hall coming up at noon. Nate Dogg, thank you for the time, buddy.
Appreciate you, Nate.
Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing Terry McLaurin speak shortly from Eastern Motors in Laurel. On the Beamish and Finley Show.
Live on the Fan, that's right.
Yes, sir.
All right, so this, Nate, you can stay on for a second. You know what won't surprise any of you is this morning I had to get out of the house fast, but I got to deal with camp all week. Camp is intense. Camp drop-off is no joke, B. You got to get the tick spray. You got to do it all. We're worried about the river flooding. There's a lot going on, right? And so I went out the garage door so I could grab a Celsius out of the garage fridge, and I was... I don't know. My house to Laurel is about like a 30, 40-minute drive. I was probably halfway here, and Lauren texted me, do you want me to close the garage? And I said, yes, please. That's the advantage of having a garage door installed from Door Pro America, because if you're a dummy like me and you forget to close it, you can close it on the app. And you
That's the advantage of being married to you.
You get an alert when you leave it open. So for dummies out there, and I know I'm not the only one, this is the kind of garage door you need. So if you leave it open, somebody else can close it. Seriously, though, the folks at Door Pro America have been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They handle it all, repairs, maintenance, new installs, garage door openers, whatever it is you need. Do what I did. Call them. Figure out how you can get a new garage door. It is so much more convenient. Plus, they have a Door Pro Advantage membership, which includes annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Right now, if you give them a call, $60 off any repair or tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO or visit doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Can't express it enough what this ownership group has done since they've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Every move's not going to be perfect, but it's appropriate what they've been doing. And they've been reaching out to these guys and making the right moves. So it's been huge. And it makes all the sense in the world. I'm very happy for Art. Very happy for Art. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be there when he went in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And as I just told someone, to date for me, that's the longest standing ovation, you know, before he ever said a word.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody knew.
Class dude,
speak,
man.
Right?
Well, dude, that's what I said to B was, you know, he and Daryl went in at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But Daryl, it was a no-doubter.
Right.
It was first ballot. It was Art had to overcome so much BS.
BS.
Probably because he never really talked to the media. He wasn't a big media guy.
He just didn't talk.
Right.
It wasn't that he was a media guy. He just didn't
He didn't talk.
He didn't talk to us in the locker room, to be honest with you.
Right. But when Art got in, to your point about standing ovation, it just felt different.
It did. Oh, it did. We like you said, we knew Daryl was getting in, and we knew Daryl was going to talk. I think with Art, you're like, well, how is he taking this? So what happened was the fan base of Washington and then the rest of the NFL who appreciated his work were like, well, first off, we're going to show him love, and they did. And you, I mean, right now as I'm talking about it, the goosebumps, right? You see
it? See them.
You can see the goosebumps because you're sitting there going, how long is this going to last, this ovation? Because you think, okay, it's ending. No, it's not. It kept getting bigger and bigger, and he's just standing there waiting. And then when he spoke, as Art can do, was eloquent as they come. And that was, I mean, it's a win-win for Washington. I'm interested to see how Art, what he says when he goes in. It's, you know, you only get a finite amount of time to speak, and that's fine for Art.
I'd be grateful.
Yeah, he doesn't mind that it's halftime.
Can you cut this in half?
Yeah, right. The funny part was last year they said to me, you got a minute, you can say whatever you want about Daryl Green. I got a minute? Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I said, you know me, right? Yeah, it's fine. You know, you'll be appropriate. Of course I will be. That's fine. And we're going to give Josh Harris, who you will introduce, we're going to give him, I think, 2 minutes. Well, Josh took about 30 seconds. He didn't want any part of that. He's like, you know, this has been a long time. Let's just go. Let's get this thing done. And I think he'll probably do the same thing with Art.
You want to let those guys have the moment, right?
Yes.
And I think Art Monk, obviously well-deserved. We are here at Eastern Motors, Laurel, Maryland. Terry McLaurin walking around doing his commercial shoot. It's kind of cool to watch it get made.
Yeah.
And like, see, you know, like at one point they had Terry leaning in on the car like he's selling it. Our guy Jeff is desperately trying to be an extra in the commercial shoot.
He certainly is. I've seen that.
He is extra.
He is. I've seen him in the background. What's it? And like, hey, sir, could you please move? Could you please move? But the funny thing is, and you can see right now, as we're looking at him, I saw Terry in the other room, and they were putting makeup on. I said, dude, I do this every day.
Remember when Mike Sellers caught me on the sideline?
Yes. Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
Sitting in with us is Chick Hernandez. You can follow him at Mr. Chick Sports on Twitter or Chick Hernandez on Instagram. You can watch him on WUSA9. Terry McLaurin, your tweet was funny. Terry McLaurin is in uniform.
Yes.
But it's the Eastern Motors uniform.
Correct. Yes.
How you feeling about where this thing is?
I have no question that he'll be done. It'll be a done deal. I have no question in my mind. I mean,
and you know, just listening to the stuff with Art today,
and
then watching Terry, and that's the closest receiver I've ever seen in the league. That's close to Art Monk.
Correct.
Okay, guys that don't say much, but they're competitive as hell.
Well, Terry does talk
on the field.
He does talk on the field. talk. I mean, he can do. But you're right, but his work ethic is apparent, and it's quiet. It's a quiet confidence there, which is what Art was.
So that's why I kind of just feel like something is brewing and coming.
Well, here's the thing, and we just talked about ownership, right? And our circle, the media circle, we may not like it, but has the Commander's brass leaked anything in their 2 years?
Hadn't said a damn thing.
I love it. I personally love it. You know, Adam Peters has that sly smile, and when it comes out, he's like, "Well, I'm not going to tell you anything." And we've asked him several times about stuff. He goes, "I'm not answering that," and it's fine. I just think they're going to do right. I believe they're going to do right by Terry because they've kind of made the right moves all along.
It is interesting time wise. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if the sides are far apart right now, mm-hmm. you're running out of time for training, the opening of training camp.
Right. You began that sentence with "if," by the way.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I think the Garrett Wilson deal maybe makes it a little bit easier. I kind of think the ball's in the Commander's court. Like, once they're willing to, whatever X is, at least mm-hmm. get close to X.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And maybe that's it's all business negotiations. We've all been on all sides of contracts.
Sure.
Never with this many zeros, but
not us. No,
it is certainly
B. Mitch. Yes, but not us.
You ever signed a 9-figure deal? I think that's where this might be headed.
Nah, stopped at 8.
He stopped at 8.
Yeah. You buying lunch?
Here's the thing with Terry, and this is, I think, the uniqueness of this situation, is that you've seen Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner come back, right? Why did mm-hmm. they come back? They came back because of what's brewing with
sure.
this team, right?
Yeah.
I think Terry knows, I finally have a quarterback. If I go somewhere else, so I think there's a bit of give from his camp, like, okay, let's just make this right. And maybe we make this up in some other form or fashion. I think he's on record, so I'm not trying to get, you know, crush anybody.
Not trying to right? reset the market or anything.
But the possibilities of being on a winner and getting that ring for Terry McLaurin, that window is a shorter window now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And you know, it's interesting. If you remember when Joe Shane made a fool out of himself in the Hard Knocks series mm-hmm. with the Giants, mm-hmm. and John Merritt talked about with Saquon, we want him to be a Giant for life. Like, not to suggest there isn't more value in going other places if you get paid more. Like,
sure.
But on some level, there is a long-term view of if you play in one city your whole career, what mm-hmm. that can do for you post-career. Mm-hmm. But maybe it doesn't matter. Yeah, but
Darryl Green.
But B had to go to Philly.
He did.
Because Serato.
But what's he known as?
Right. If you're up in Philly, they lay plenty of claim to him,
sure,
man.
They lay claim to a lot of things.
But I do think, like, there is value in that can extend financial opportunities.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But at the same time, Terry's probably going to clear $150 million in his playing career. That might not matter.
Why does he work so hard?
I think it's who he is.
This is who he is.
Right? I don't think it has anything to do with
right.
what yeah. team he got drafted on. That's just
I understand
who that.
That
dude is.
But the reason that he is who he is and the way he works as hard as he does is because he wants to get that brass ring or golden ring as it is. And this is his best opportunity. Unless he's being traded to Kansas City,
right.
it ain't going to happen.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right. With this football team specifically, what do you think – what's your biggest question mark going into the season?
Biggest question mark?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Run defense. Stop somebody. You know, I mean, Philly's laughing going, okay, sure. So I think, I mean, you're not going to be in a game if somebody's grinding you and taking that ball.
True.
So that's my biggest question. Have they addressed it? Do they have newbies in there that can get the job done? That's my biggest question. I have no question about JD5 and a second year under Cliff who decided, I'm going to stay. Again, right. Another guy, I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
You know he had his opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to stay.
Yeah, I'm going to stay here.
Right? I think if you're Cliff, there are not many jobs you're leaving for. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, they're paying
you
him
get the
choose well.
Now.
Right, totally.
Yeah, right.
If I'm Cliff, I think no one would be surprised if he's gone after this coming season.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
But I don't know, unless it's Cincinnati, Buffalo, maybe Dallas.
Yeah, don't leave this quarterback to go deal with some garbage.
Right.
Well, depending on the outcome of this season, too, right? You get that bowl, he's gone.
Sure.
Quickly, because he gets to choose then.
He gets to choose.
Because right? there'll be an owner out there saying, this coach is okay, but he's gone.
Well, the amazing thing right now, as I sit there and look at you two gentlemen, is we're talking about as if it is a – they're on such a – upward trend, mm-hmm. right? The previous 20 years when we talked about the squad, we had so many question marks. Ooh. Can this quarterback do this? Will he be able to lead? There's just not a question.
Right?
Now young fellas come in a little bit thicker.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's wise, and I don't know if you can get any wiser, but he's certainly – you know he's worked at it through VR and everything else.
Sure.
It's a tremendous upside. Now, I don't want the fan base to go, hey, we didn't get it. We didn't do this.
Right.
You know what? Nobody expected last year. I'm here for the ride.
To your point about the run defense, I just looked this up.
Okay.
I didn't know it.
Okay.
But maybe you guys will know it. In the three games against the Eagles, how many touchdowns do you think Saquon had?
Probably six or seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven.
I mean,
yeah.
he Now, granted, he torched everybody.
It's true.
Damn, he torched them.
Well, that first play of the title game, we're all sitting in the press box.
But like the thing of it, with that run defense, I'll be honest with you, we didn't get much penetration.
No,
I think people look.
He went over 400 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah,
in
but
three
we look.
Games.
We look at the defense, and we always immediately go to pass rush. Mm-hmm. But if you don't get penetration, you can't pass rush, or you can't run.
Correct. Stop. Correct.
So they tried to get the people that they think can help them with that.
Right.
So just that penetration up the middle may help out.
You hope so. I mean, look, Daron,
they are way bigger on that D-line.
And Daron's come in with a little bit different attitude, a little bit different body, all of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Wise, Goldman, like you see the Javon Kinlaw, see those guys walking around. I don't know that it'll work, but if that was their plan, was just to get bigger and better against the run, I think it's quite possible they've amassed the crew to do so.
I agree with you. I like the fact that they haven't lost anything. They haven't lost anything. Coaching staff, player-wise, they really haven't lost anything.
Yeah. I think Chin's going to be a bigger – Chin played 100% of snaps.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That.
But I think Kwan is ready to take another step. I think Kwan's really, really good. Mm-hmm. Offensively, you lose OZ, you lose Diami, but I think you add Debo, I think that's a net positive.
Right. By the way, this is the behind-the-scenes of our media. So you're watching – Jeremy Chin in preseason, and he's just running around, and he's throwing his body around. He's a heat-seeking missile. And then the first time you talk to him, you go, "What is that?"
The most light-spoken
dude.
Like, I put the mic. I said, "Jeremy," blah, blah, blah. He goes, I thought he was joking at first.
Didn't you say Atwater was similar?
Steve Atwater,
that's his uncle.
That's his uncle.
And
you said
he was soft-spoken too, right?
Very much like that.
Yeah.
Will knock the wreck
you.
Yeah.
He hit Christian McCarthy.
Yeah,
that's
line.
A big
the Nigerian nightmare went to like a sweet dream.
Chick, thank you, dude.
Absolutely,
appreciate
boys.
You in.
I'll see you on the golf course.
Appreciate
Chick
you, bro.
Hernandez. We're here. Eastern Motors, Terry McLaurin. Should be talking about an hour, we think. Going to be very interesting to see what Terry says. Coming up at noon, Wes Hall's going to join us. He may or may not be in Las Vegas for Wizards Summer League. We'll all find out together. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. .1067 the fan.
Faction.
That was Joe Gibbs talking about James Arthur Monk. Art Monk getting his number retired from the Washington Commanders. Just very, very cool, man. Just such a great player and leader and just dude.
Yep.
Lanfield, we haven't got to talk to you all day. What'd you think hearing the Art Monk news?
I'm really glad that the new owners are retiring numbers instead of doing that ridiculous thing where they were kind of taken out of circulation and unofficially retired, but then they kind of weren't, and occasionally, you know, a new player would come on the team, and then there would be this ridiculous controversy over whether or not that guy could wear the number, and then it was like, but no, it's retired because of this player, And then there was like this whole thing with the fans. How could you disrespect this guy, or how could you disrespect the new guy? Just retire the numbers. I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
You know, Jeff said something earlier that I didn't really think about, but then I saw my man Earl Forsey tweet the same thing, that the Commanders are going to retire Art Monk's jersey against the Seahawks. But Art Monk did break the record against the Broncos, and they also play – the Broncos, Sunday Night Football, wearing the Super Bowl unis.
But in this, the Seahawks game is the first game that they do the unis.
Yes.
So that's probably why they
did it. I think it goes Seahawks, Broncos, Cowboys. Yeah.
So they did it the first game, which makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's I don't think it's a big deal when they do it. And then my counter to B. Mitch was that they should do it the sooner they can, the better, because you want better weather. And B said this ain't a damn baseball game. So you heard Joe Gibbs talking about Art Monk. Let's go to his teammate, fellow member of the posse, Gary Clark, breaking the news to Art Monk.
Art, for everything you've done, not just for this team, but for all of us who had the honor to play alongside you, this is the moment that's been a long time coming. You showed us what greatness looked like every single day in your work ethic, and your humility, and how you carried this franchise with dignity. You change the standard for wide receivers, not just here in Washington, but across the league. And today, we get to do what should have been done a long time ago. We get to honor you and tell you on behalf of your brothers, this organization, and the entire Commanders Redskins family that your jersey will be retired, number 81, will forever belong to you, you, me, and Ricky Sanders. We are the posse, and now this team is making your legacy ride with every fan, every player, every young man watching. You earned this. We love you, brother. That's for Ricky, that's for me, and it's from all the people from the Burgundy and Gold family. You're a rock star.
I love that, man.
I love it. You know what? I'm not going to lie, boy. They must have told Gary Keith that would down a little bit. You know, Gary been like, man, you.
Yeah.
That's the emotional dude, bro. I love him to death, man. But
you get a little dusty
but
hearing
then again,
that?
He does change up around art.
You got to.
It's like, you know, there's certain people that make you calm down just a little.
I mean, it sounds like he did it for you, too. That's Art Monk. That's a special person. You got a truculent young Brian Mitchell listening.
Yeah. I listen to my people. I listen to my elders.
Just a very, very cool day for the Burgundy and Gold. Art Monk will officially get his jersey retired.
Yes.
I don't know if you agree, but like you heard Gary say Redskins in there, and obviously you're retiring Art Monk's jersey. You're bringing back what looks like the old jerseys. I think I encourage folks to just realize that these are not Easter eggs, that they're bringing everything back. They're just embracing a proud history, which they never should have stopped doing.
And he said he would.
Right. They messed up when they tried to just ignore the past. That was a mistake. You got to have both. When we come back, Wes Hall will join the program. We're going to talk Wizards Summer League. They got a game tonight. But before we go, caller number 10 to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly, the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, and Chingy Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. It's getting hot in her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.